Crypto leader David Marcus explains why he has abandoned the Democrat Party to support Donald Trump. By Lucas Nolan on August 1, 2024. David Marcus, CEO of Lightspark and a former Meta executive who has emerged as a leader in the crypto space, has publicly endorsed Donald Trump for the upcoming U.S. presidential election, explaining why he has abandoned his previously strong connection to the Democrat Party. Forbes reports that as the U.S. presidential election looms, the cryptocurrency industry finds itself at a political crossroads. Once considered an apolitical realm, the sector is now seeing prominent figures taking sides, with some making unexpected allegiances. This shift is exemplified by David Marcus, a former Democrat Party supporter and current CEO of Lightspark, who recently announced his backing of Donald Trump. In a lengthy post on social media platform X/Twitter, Marcus detailed his political transformation, stating, "I am crossing the Rubicon and backing the Republican Party and President Trump." This declaration marks a significant departure from his previous political stance and underscores the evolving relationship between cryptocurrency and mainstream politics. Marcus explained his journey, describing it as a gradual political 180 from where I stood in every previous election. He cited several factors influencing his decision, including his experiences in Washington, D.C. while working on Meta's Libra project. Marcus revealed, "I was shocked to learn that, for the most part, Republicans cared more deeply about their constituents, while Democrats, in my experience, cared more about government power and control." The cryptocurrency industry's political engagement has been further highlighted by recent events such as the Bitcoin Conference 2024 in Nashville. While Democratic candidate and current Vice President Kamala Harris was rumored to attend but didn't, Trump delivered a speech promising to support Bitcoin and make it more American. Other political figures, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Vivek Ramaswamy, also participated, demonstrating the growing importance of cryptocurrency in political discourse. Marcus's post touched on various issues beyond cryptocurrency, including foreign policy and domestic concerns. However, his stance on crypto regulation was particularly noteworthy. He stated, "We need a president who is unequivocally pro-America, the Constitution, business, Bitcoin/crypto, innovation, Israel, small government, legal immigration, free speech, meritocracy, and common sense, and anti-regulatory proliferation, illegal immigration, unjust wars, Iran's current regime, and domestic groups that oppose American values." Ryan Selkis, founder and former CEO of Messari, commented, "The Biden administration is scared that President Trump has expressed support for the crypto industry. After 3.5 years abusing U.S. crypto entrepreneurs and investors, they should be concerned about the electoral consequences." Selkis himself has stepped down from his executive position to focus on the country's political shift. Marcus's post also addressed broader political issues, including his disillusionment with the Democratic Party's drift to embrace the extreme left. He wrote, "This version of the Democratic Party is sidelining moderates and centrists and has adopted an increasingly leftist ideology. This drift to the left has dictated policies from which I've found myself estranged." While Marcus acknowledged disagreements with some Republican positions, particularly on women's reproductive rights, he ultimately concluded that the current administration's policies posed a greater threat. He stated, "Some claim that re-electing President Trump will bring our democracy to its knees. However, the alternative, having unelected individuals with this much power and no accountability run our government coupled with 4 more years of bad policies at home and abroad, might present a more significant threat." The political engagement of cryptocurrency industry leaders represents a significant shift for a sector that has long prided itself on its decentralized and borderless nature. However, as cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology continue to gain mainstream attention and adoption, their regulation and treatment by governments have become increasingly important to those involved in the space. Other industry figures have also taken sides. David Bailey, CEO of BTC Incorporated, which organizes the Bitcoin Conference, has aligned himself with Trump. The Republican candidate even publicly acknowledged Bailey's advocacy and assistance in participating in the conference. Read more at Forbes here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.